Hey guys, it's Abdul for the good folks over at Leon Tailoring, 809 North Delaware, downtown Indianapolis. Now, just because it's tailor-made clothing does not mean it is out of your price range. You walk into Leon Tailoring, you'll see a great wide selection of clothes that are actually quite reasonable and quite affordable and very comparable to what you pay at the big box stores. It's just the fact that it's just better clothes that last longer. So don't let the tailoring part fool you. Swing on by Leon Tailoring and see what I'm talking about. Leon Tailoring, 809 North Delaware, and downtown Indianapolis. That's Leon Tailoring, 809 North Delaware, and downtown Indianapolis. Well, 30 days until the campaign, well, less than 30 days until the election gets here, and the Select State early vote has already started in Indiana. So between now and then, we'll be talking to various candidates for statewide office. So join us on the news lines, our good friend, Destiny Wells, who is running for Attorney General as a Democrat. So Destiny, how's everything going? Thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, happy to be here. Hey, you know, we were looking at our numbers statewide yesterday because it was the first day of early voting. And we have a lot of areas that are coming out and voting in big numbers, especially up in the region and some of those municipalities that we picked up in 2023, like Evansville and then Fort Wayne and Hamilton County. And we're seeing that we're hitting our baseline for the most part, where we're seeing that we're having voters come in and we know that they're voting Democrat.
Well, Destiny, let's kind of look through some of the numbers right now. How do you guys figure who's coming out voting for you versus who's voting coming out for Todd Rokita versus who you just can't tell?
Yeah, well, a lot of that is exit questions. And well, I want to draw a little attention, though, Abdul, while I have you, because I know where you're broadcast, and that is Marion County Democrats do need to come out. We have one voting location downtown. It doesn't have free parking, right? And so a lot of people like to wait for those satellite locations to open up on the 26th. But vote early. Don't vote often. Vote early. And so we need our Democrats to come out in Marion County.
Well, I will say this. When I voted the first day of early voting, I went about 8 o'clock in the morning expecting to get in and get out. And it's actually, I was like number 50 person in line already at 8 o'clock at 8 a.m. So
that's great. Well, we saw about 1,300 people come out on the first day of early voting in Marion County. Up in Lake County, we have like a really competitive congressional race, right? So we saw over 3,000 come out in Lake County. And we, you know, as Democrats, we're always looking to make sure that Marion County and Indianapolis turn out to vote. And, you know, I learned that in 2022. So get to the polls, folks.
Obviously, you folks are counting on Marion County, Fort Wayne, the you know, South Bend, Gary, Hammond, the Evansville, the Bloomington, the more urban portions of the state of Indiana. But what have you been doing to appeal to those suburban voters as well as those rural voters, which you'll need to win?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, you already know my profile. I mean, we know my profile, right? I'm a farm kid from a Republican family. And I've noticed that a lot of the policy discussions really just leave out rural Indiana. And so we're trying to focus our policy points back on rural Indiana. So we're doing that. You know, Jennifer, I'm running with Jennifer McCormick on the ticket. And I had a little bit of a shorter runway because of our convention, whereas Jennifer was able to jump out ahead of schedule, right? Are we up to almost 2 years? And so she's been working the trail in a lot of those places, and it's been extremely helpful. And, you know, when we get in front of voters, we're both farmers' daughters, and it resonates with the crowd. So we've been really excited. And then also we're just seeing some issue voters coming out this year. Like, we see a lot of women coming out who don't often vote. We see a lot of first-time voters coming out. And we're counting on them. You know, I'm counting on women under the age of 50 to come out, whereas, you know, I need to talk about taxes maybe more with our male voters. But that's what we're doing, because the things coming out of Todd Rokita's office, it's just kind of a smorgasbord, right, of issues, of problems that we're able to talk about and resonate with who we need to in the room.
Our guest on the program today is Destiny Wells. Destiny is a Democratic candidate for Attorney General, taking on Republican incumbent Todd Rokita. Destiny, also, I want to say, obviously, you ran before, so you got some name ID out there. But you did well in Marion County and a couple other places, but just didn't have the money and the resources to compete, particularly in a lot of those sort of those suburban areas. What's changed since the last go around as you go into election day, now that early voting has begun today as opposed to early voting a couple years ago?
Yeah, well, I mean, I have spent more time raising money because we had that short runway and I had a lot of catching up to do. And I'm happy to say that, you know, we met our internal benchmarks so that we could do the things that we have to do to get in front of voters' eyeballs. Like, I mean, let's talk about Indiana. Unfortunately, the policy that comes out of the state house, out of that supermajority Republican state house, is it accommodates voters that don't need to know a lot of information to walk in the polls and vote. They can walk in, vote their party, they can walk in, vote Fox News, and they walk right back out. And so the battle is making sure that they have they know your name and they're going to split their ticket. Now, we're seeing in our polling that Hoosiers are more likely to split their ticket this year, and that's a bevy of reasons, to include the abortion issue, to include Harris on the top of the ticket, to include the governor's race, where people are pretty burnt out on Braun, and then also the third-party candidates, and then my race. And so it's prime opportunity to get what we need, but we need to get our, like you said, that name ID up and in front of eyeballs. So I like to say, like, hey, if I need to talk to the, let's say, male under 50, I'm going to meet him where he is. That is on a football game, on TV, on his couch. And that requires a lot of money and resources. So that's why fundraising has been so key this year, making sure that we're going to fulfill our media plan. And we're up on radio, broadband, and going into cable. And so we're pretty happy.
Our guest on the program today is Destiny Wells. Destiny, a candidate for Attorney General. Destiny, obviously, this has been an issue-oriented type of campaign. One of the big criticisms with respect to you is your position on reproductive choice, reproductive freedom. What is your position on reproductive choice, and do you believe that there's sort of a cutoff where the life of the unborn fetus maybe sort of tends to trump the woman absent life, or the rape or incest of the mother's life is in danger?
Well, I would hope that the woman's life is always put first and foremost. And look, abortion is not an issue where you are for it or against it. It is nuanced. It is women's reproductive health. I am for the standard for that we have for 50 years under Roe v. Wade. And, you know, when I hear people out there saying that I want to do these obscene things, it does upset me, right? I'm a mom. And I think everybody should have the latitude to family plan as they best see fit. Under the care of their doctor. And we don't need folks like Todd Rokita trying to insert themselves in that equation. Now, while I may personally believe that I want to see the law change to Roe v. Wade, at the end of the day, I'm still an officer of the court. I am a lawyer, and I have to uphold the laws as they are written. And so, you know, I'm going to do just that. I'm going to walk into that attorney general's office. We're going to take our responsibilities with medical licensing. And if we have bad actors out in the healthcare space, then when people bring those forward as consumers, we will investigate them. And if it needs to go further, we will do that. But we're not going to chill medical care. I mean, Todd's been scaring the doctors. He's scaring the doctors out of the state. And those have second and third order effects, where we are now seeing our rural Hoosiers, who are already living in medical deserts, lose their maternity wards at the hospitals because it's not a benefit to the hospital corporations to keep them around anymore. And then we see, guess what? Women die because they cannot access medical care in time. And we've seen just that. We have an example out of Northeast Indiana, and the doctors have testified ad nauseum in front of the legislature that this would happen. And when you talk to these docs, they say, you know what? I've talked till I'm blue in the face to these politicians. It's just time to vote them out.
Our guest on the program today, Destiny Wells. Destiny, the Democratic candidate for Attorney General, taking on Indiana Republican incumbent Todd Rokita. Destiny, what is your position on, obviously, you have strong opinions on the reproductive health issue. But what about other issues related to the office, whether it's opinions, whether it is advice given to say, lawmakers? What is your consumer protection, property taxes, for that matter, your thoughts?
Well, you know, it's kind of Hoosiers are often like, well, what does the AG exactly do? I put it in three buckets, right? They advise the legislature. There's a lot of room for the attorney general to start advising the legislature to stop making so much bad policy. Let's go. They also represent the government. That's how I came to know the office. I was a deputy attorney general representing the Indiana Department of Correction. And then third, you know, it's the people's attorney, right? Those consumer protection issues. There is a lot of latitude in that office to start doing more work to be the people's attorney, right? I'm talking about wanting to start a workers' rights task force. You look to other states, they are helping their workers. In Indiana, we have not had an attorney general reimagine that office since Right to Work. We have seen rights gutted. We have seen workers' rights gutted. We have seen housing rights, landlord-tenant, tenant rights gutted. And we need an attorney general to walk into that office and say, hey, we need to get back to helping Hoosiers because we've taken a lot of their rights away over the last 20 years, and they need our counsel.
Destiny, also, in addition to that, obviously the legislature has a relationship with the attorney general. Your job is to interpret the laws. Anywhere concerned that if you do get elected, because you are a Democrat and lawmakers are Republicans, there'll be some back and forth.
I think there's always going to be some back and forth, but Abdul, you'd be surprised at how much support I'm getting from Republican legislators. They don't like their attorney general. And if you look at Todd's past within the party, you can see multiple times where the Republican Party has tried to push him out, right? You know, he wanted to be governor. He didn't get the votes in the convention. He became a congressman. They wrote him out of his own district. He wanted to run for Senate. He didn't win his Senate primary. So, you know, I believe that we're going to be in a good starting point with the Republicans in the State House being their counsel.
Destiny, in addition to the Republicans in the legislature, obviously, if you do get elected, assuming Jennifer McCormick doesn't, you'll be the top office holder, Democratic office holder in the state of Indiana. Are you willing to take on that mantle of leadership? And I've heard maybe because of your experiences with your personal life, you may be a little bit more tough and maybe a bit more gritty attitude than maybe some folks are comfortable with.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, what do you mean? Are you talking about me being a combat veteran and a woman who grew up in a man's army? I mean, that's not a bad thing, right? You gotta take the hits, and I'm still here, and I have all the time in the world to stay here, so I'm not going away regardless. And I really look forward to the progress that we're continuing to make in the party. And I carry that mantle proudly and with honor, and it would be a privilege to continue to do so, Abdul.
Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita put out a news release lately, a couple weeks ago, saying he was willing to help and stand and assist lawmakers as they go through property tax reform, which I thought that's something the Attorney General was supposed to do. Any thoughts on property tax reform assessments and the AG's role in that process?
Yeah, you know, immediately when he did that, I reached out to some friends over at the State House who do a lot of the fiscal policy work, and they didn't know why Todd was trying to, you know, say he was going to advise. They don't have the expertise within OAG. That expertise is actually an LSA, or Legal Services Agency, right, where they have fiscal policy analysts who determine what that policy should look like and work with both parties. So I foresee that Todd probably got a pullback that said property taxes sound good to the voters. And so he's being, you know, really inauthentic and disingenuous in saying that he's going to advise the legislature on property tax reform. That's just not his purview.
Destiny Wells with us for a few more minutes on the program today as we have our conversation with candidates as early voting has begun here in the state of Indiana. Destiny, let's talk about polls and polling. Obviously, I remind people, polls not predictions. They're merely snapshots in time. We did some polling with ARW Strategies, showed Todd Rokita about 51%. You had about 35-40%. Some other polls showed some similar numbers. You had a different type of poll. Your thoughts on the polling where the voters are right now?
Yeah, so there's been a bevy of polling out there, and you should probably, take it with a grain of salt or maybe mix them all together and come out with some averages. And what we're seeing, patterns in all the polls, is that we are seeing that Democrats are consolidated, right? They know who they're voting for. Republicans, we're peeling off Republicans. On one poll, it's 1 out of 10. On a most recent poll, ActiveVote came out that you and I talked about, it was 1 out of 4. And we're seeing that women under 50 are kind of like that is, you know, our target audience as Democrats going into this election. So an independent, man, I mean, independents in some polls, we're pulling up to 19% or 19 points over the Republicans on independents. The big thing with the polling is, and I know I've heard you say this repeatedly, it's a snapshot of a moment in time, right? So what we take from those polls is how does our message resonate and what direction do we need to go with it and who do we need to target, right? So we're seeing Republicans at their high water mark. These guys have been in office for 20 years, right? And like one poll showed that Todd was 51%. Other polls showed that he was, you know, around 40. And so they're really at their high water mark. We're you know, the underdog on the 45-yard line, and we're up against a defense that we have the ball up against a defense that is a little bit weathered at this point, and we are going to take it home. So that's how we look at polling, and it should never, ever, no matter which way the poll goes, hurt the enthusiasm of voters coming out. Please come out, express your opinion. It just helps us all be better the next cycle, too, when we can see where Hoosiers were at the polls come election day.
Final question for you, Jesse. Well, sort of a two-parter. Number one, any impact on Donald Trump you worry or anticipate on some of those down-the-ballot races? And number two, anywhere about election misinformation with fake memes and AI basically distorting the voters' view of what the electorate really, what the issues really are, or who the candidates are, what positions the candidates hold?
Yeah, well, let's look at the second one first. That's just so. That's just Pandora's box, right? I would say I'm disappointed to see somebody running for governor using AI to distort ads for our gubernatorial candidate. And if we can't do it right, then, you know, why are we expecting anybody else? So we need to be the example. And then as far as Donald Trump, you know, what we're looking at is because we have some data, right? So 2016, his numbers were about 19 points up. 2020, his numbers were, I think, about 17, 16 points up. We're wanting to see that he's, you know, no more than like probably 10 points up this year, so that we can make sure that we are successful off those margins. And some of our, and our polling has indicated that there are people that are ready to vote for a woman president. And so we're really excited to see that change out. I am very happy with the change out in the top of the ticket. We really did need the Harris Walls bump.
All right. Well, that's our guest on the program today has been Destiny Wells, Democratic candidate for Attorney General going against Republican incumbent Todd Rakita. Destiny, as always, thank you very much for being with us. We'll probably talk a couple times, maybe on background between now and Election Day.
Sounds good, Abdul. Bye.